It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, March 26th, 2024. Well, we have some weather coming in again today, and with it, higher winds and higher wave heights in the ocean. We're pretty used to this, the combination of rain, windy weather, and worsening sea conditions. So it seems like a package deal, and often it is. A storm comes in, and the waves get bigger. But we might not stop very often to think about why that is. We just sort of take it for granted. So I thought today we could talk about why does everything seem to just get worse when a storm arrives? Well, storms, of course, tend to bring wind and rain, and those things, of course, we get that these are part of the storm itself. Low-pressure systems, that's the storms we get, spin counterclockwise in the northern hemisphere, caused initially by differences in air temperature and pressure that cause some air to rise and some air to sink, and can create a spiral of differing air pressures and water vapor held captive in clouds. All of that comes together as a storm, and that water vapor is released as rain. These turn into spinning storm systems that make their way to us. But why does the ocean seem to react so strongly to what's happening in the air? After all, the wind is above the water, not in it. So what's the big deal? Well, the topic of wind and waves and even ocean currents is a complex one, but let's talk about some basics today. Now, you've heard me talk on the show here, if you've listened for any length of time, about wind waves and swells. So let's start with those. Let's take wind waves. A wind wave is the perfect example of how the wind affects the water as it blows over it. So in the area just above the surface of the water where the wind is blowing, friction develops between the wind and the ocean surface. The more the wind blows, the more friction, and things start to happen. As the wind continues to blow, it creates waves. Wave height is affected by wind speed, wind duration, that's how long the wind blows, and something called fetch, that's a term for the distance over the water that the wind blows in a single direction. A change in any of these factors can affect the sea state. For instance, if the wind is light, only small waves result, regardless of wind duration or fetch. If the wind is strong, but only blows for a short time, like a gust, for instance, no large waves will result from that, even if the wind speed is strong and the fetch is unlimited. And if strong winds blow for a long period of time, but over a short fetch, like a short stretch of water, no large waves are going to come out of that either. Large waves occur only when all three factors combine. So, when we have steady strong winds blowing over a long distance over the top of the water, the heights of the waves start to increase. And we have a lot of fetch out there in the North Pacific, thousands of miles. So there's a lot of potential for a lot of fetch. And a lot of wave height here, as you know, if you follow the marine weather. Another factor in this equation that affects waves is water depth. As wind-driven waves approach the shore, friction between the sea floor and the water causes the water to form increasingly steep waves. Waves that become too steep and unstable fall over on themselves, and they are called breakers or breaking waves or surf. Here off the coastline, we see breakers on the beach all the time. We even see them at the mouth of the river under certain conditions. Both are caused by energy contained in the waves that begins piling up in the shallows as the waves get closer to shore. Another factor in our local weather here is ocean swells, which are generally caused by different factors than our local wind waves. Swells tend to be created by weather systems far away from us here, but the energy transmitted into the ocean from those faraway storms can travel a long way across the open ocean. Now, there are almost always ocean swells out there off our coastline, and there are usually wind waves too, sometimes coming from different directions than the swells. When swells and wind waves, and sometimes there's more than one set of swells coming from a different direction, when those are traveling in the same direction, you get combined seas, as it's called, which may increase sea height further. If you have swells and waves at an angle to one another, you can get what's called confused seas. The more opposition there is between the swells and the waves, the more turbulent it can be out there. But this brings up another factor, and that's how far apart the waves are. I read a really interesting article recently about sailing in rough weather, and the author made a good point about traveling safely at sea in a storm. The author maintained that wind is a factor, but most vessels can handle wind, and wave height is a factor, but the height of a wave, if waves are far enough apart, may not be that much of a big deal either. But that additional variable for any wave, since waves come in sets, is something called wave period, measured in seconds of duration between wave crests or wave troughs. So the wave crests are the tops of the waves, and the troughs are the bottoms. So when you hear me say, or you read in a forecast, west swells 10 feet high at 13 seconds apart, or at 13 seconds, 13 seconds is the wave period, and that means that those wave crests are 13 seconds apart. So that's pretty doable for a vessel out there because it will tend to be a long rolling swell that will lift the vessel up and down fairly gently every 13 seconds. But say 10-foot waves with a 3-second wave period, that's a whole nother animal. It means that your boat is going up and down 10 feet every 3 seconds. It means the potential for turbulence out on the water is much greater than with a larger wave period. It means a rough ride and a vessel that may be more difficult to control. Now, there are several factors that affect wave period, including wind speed, wind direction, water depth, and ocean floor contours. So you can see that there are lots of factors in which weather and the local environment can affect waves. Another factor in how dangerous waves can be is one that has nothing to do with the storm that is here. Sometimes the most deceptive swells are the ones that arrive here in beautiful weather. Sometimes when we have a gorgeous day, not a cloud in the sky, there will still be a sneaker wave warning for dangerous surf on the beach. It's something that people find counterintuitive, so it's important to understand it. This can happen despite the nice weather because those swells are still arriving here from far away, and they're large. So they can pose a threat that is not associated with any local storm, but a significant threat all the same. For all these reasons, mariners pay close attention to the marine weather forecast because it contains so much information about what they can expect when they go out there in the ocean. If you live on the shore or near it, you should too. Because of our generally prevailing westerly winds here on the West Coast, whatever's happening out on the ocean will probably end up affecting us too, here in our coastal communities. So the marine weather forecast, in addition to the land-based forecast, is a really good way to be well-informed about what's coming. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. You'll find ship schedules and a podcast of this program on my website at shipreport.net. Ship Report podcasts also on Apple and Spotify. You'll find marine weather and links to ship schedules and more on my Ship Report Facebook page. Thanks for listening and have a great day.